joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the Cowboys win, as he does after every game. It's the owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good
morning. Congrats.
Good morning. You guys got me on the old ship to shore phone here.
We got you.
Yes.
All right. The Bravo Eugenia is right outside of St. Louis right now.
Okay.
Making our way back down there.
How was the trip up in the boat?
It was a little bit rocky. We got a little seasick. Had to dodge a bunch of barges coming down that Mississippi River. I didn't realize that they haul so much freight up and down that thing. I thought we was going to have a clear shot. Just have to dodge Huck Finn every once in a while. But what a victory. I'm so glad that I was there to see it. And I almost didn't make it to the stadium on time for that kickoff.
Why is that?
I had to take the kids out trick-or-treating in that Paisley Park neighborhood. Gene made me promise. And kids and worked on all their costumes and everything. Jerry Jr. went as some character from Adventure Time. I don't even know what that is, but... Charlotte went as a ballerina vampire princess.
Oh, that's sweet.
And she looked so cute. And then Stephen went as a elevator death prince.
Huh, that's bad karma, especially through that neighborhood.
I know. I told him it was bad taste because we rang the doorbell at that recording studio, and they answer the door and see old elevator death prince standing there. Of course, they knew it wasn't the second coming of the real prince because Steven's body type's a little bit different.
Yeah, right.
And Prince, but yeah. Did y'all like my Halloween costume last night?
I guess I didn't notice.
I was a stubborn owner dressed up as an NFL general manager of an actual Super Bowl contender, and I looked pretty believable now, didn't I?
Yeah. This year you do look kind of believable.
What'd you have to say about that there, Georgie?
That's a good win, Jerry. Your team's good.
Last night was certainly full of tricks and treats. Tricks and treats. The biggest trick was having Dak go out there and that pregame warm-up and risk all kinds of injury to make Minnesota think he's going to play.
That was the plan. That was trickery.
That was the plan. We had him running the 40. We had him, I think he did a shot put display and then did some pole vaulting. And then... just for a little extra selling of it, we put his leg in a hydraulic press just to show how strong it was.
Wow. Boy, Minnesota had to buy that.
They bought it, hook, line, and sinker. And then we hit them with our biggest treat, which was Cooper Blankenrush.
Yeah, how about him?
Cooper Rush. And just to think, I spent the last 5 days doing everything I could to convince everyone at the Star to let Dak play, but they wouldn't listen, and thank God they didn't. That Cooper Rush goes out there, and I tell you what, he did a good job. He won. He won that game, and I thought this would for sure be an L.
Yeah.
With that old Irish setter out there playing. Kind of look like the love child of Prince Harry and Sean Bass to me somehow.
It does kind of look like Sean a little bit, yeah.
Which is an MPEG I would watch.
Interesting.
Sean Bass and Prince Harry. I thought that the refs really screwed up when they made Randy Gregory so mad on them bogus calls because he started playing on fire.
Yeah, boy, he was.
They couldn't have pissed him off anymore if they'd pulled the reefer right out of his mouth. Which I've messed up and done that before.
He gets
very angry.
Yeah, that has happened.
You do not mess with our cannabis cowboy.
That's right.
He is our hemp henchman.
He's playing too well. Don't mess with him.
Mary Jane Monster.
Boy, you got a bunch of nicknames for him.
And old Mike Zimmer looks like he's figuring out your federal income taxes over there on the sidelines. Doesn't look like a head coach.
Yeah. No, you used to love him.
Hey, you know that I was so happy after that victory. I even called off the contract I put down on Greg Zuerlein after he missed that one field goal.
Oh, you can't put a contract out on a guy.
Well, but you're telling me I can't? I spent a whole lifetime doing it.
Yeah, I guess you can.
There's a reason why the original Roosevelt is in the Canary Islands right now, hiding out. And we were so happy after that game.
Oh, yeah.
We had another Jones family love-in up there in that suite.
We saw it.
We had to get on to Stephen once again for lingering on Charlotte a little too much. But
just terrible. That,
it was great. It was great.
Spalding up there, non-Spalding, non-female Spalding.
Spalding, non-Spalding, non-female Spalding, extra female non-Spalding, other female non-Spalding, all of them, all them grandkids that I can't name. I'm going to have them start doing, you know, kind of the way I switch with the players to where I don't know their names. I just call them by their number.
Yeah.
I want all my grandkids to start wearing numbers.
Wearing numbers.
Make it easy on me.
That's old number 13 over there.
Don't look now, Cowboy fans, but old Jerry just might get another Lombardi trophy before they plant him in the 50-yard line.
Just might.
Good morning.
Morning. There goes Jarrah.